And I'd like to begin this message by reminding you of Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, that we just read. It's a story about Jesus being out on the water with his disciples.
我们今天要证道的内容是马太福音里面关于耶稣在海面上行走。
You know, being on the water can be very exciting until you can't get where you need to go.
在水上是非常让人激动的，但是如果你发现你哪儿也去不了，就麻烦了。My
son and I found that out when we were sailing on a lake near our house.
我跟我儿子前一阵子就发现了这个道理。我们那个时候在我家附近的一个湖上面泛舟。We
sailed across the lake, but when we turned around to come back, the wind had stopped, and we were stuck out on the lake and had to get out of the boat and swim the sailboat back to land.
我们那个时候是驾着一艘帆船从湖的一头到了另一头，但是回来的时候呢，风停了，所以我们只能跳到湖里面，一边游泳一边推着那个船往前走。In
Matthew chapter 14, we see the opposite issue. The disciples were struggling to reach their destination because there was too much wind. They found themselves in a very difficult situation, out in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a storm.
在马太福音里面，耶稣的门徒面临了一个正好相反的困境。他们不是没有风，而是风浪太大了，而且他们那个时候已经是精疲力尽，因为他们已经在海上发现自己是在茫茫的大海上，在无尽的黑夜里，在狂风大浪中颠簸。
The disciples were struggling to get where they needed to go, for the wind and the waves were beating against them.
因为风浪太大，他们在海上无法到达他们想要到达的地方。In
this difficult situation, I'm guessing that they felt weary and worried.
在这样一个环境下，我猜想他们一定是精疲力尽、忧心忡忡的。They
were weary because they had been up all day, and it is now the middle of the night. And they're weary because they have been working hard, yet not getting very far.
他们精疲力尽，因为忙碌了一整天，现在夜已经深了，他们拼尽了全力，还是不见成效。They
were worried because they were unsure if they will be safe in the middle of the storm.
他们忧心忡忡，是因为不知道在风浪中是否可以平安。
I think many people in our country are weary and worried right now. Many people are weary and worried because of COVID-19, of political tension, personal health, and finances.
我想现在在我们的国家，很多人正处在这种精疲力尽和忧心忡忡当中，因为疫情的缘故，因为政见不合的缘故，还有因为个人健康、财务等问题。
So our key question to consider today is, what do we need to know as followers of Jesus when we are weary and worried by life's troubles?
所以今天我们要讨论的关键问题就是，作为跟随主耶稣的人，我们在精疲力尽、忧心忡忡的时候需要了解些什么呢？
First, we need to know that Jesus sends us into the troubles we find ourselves in.
第一点，我们要知道是耶稣基督他把我们送到这个风暴当中去了。We
see in verse 22, it says that Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him.
我们在第22节看到，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去。
Jesus is in charge. The storm was not a surprise to him. He intended that his disciples would go into the storm so they could learn and grow.
耶稣他一直在掌权，风暴在他预料之中。耶稣就是要让他的门徒去经历风暴，这样他们才可以学习，才可以成长。
He sent his disciples ahead of him into the storm, and he was planning to come. They needed to look for him, but they didn't. They didn't even recognize him when he came walking on the water in the middle of the storm. They were more focused on the wind and the waves.
耶稣让门徒先行一步去经历风暴，他随后就到。门徒本应该翘首以待，恭候主的到来，但是他们没有，他们甚至都没有认出在风暴中在海面上行走的就是主耶稣，因为他们一心只想着风和浪。
I wonder how often we miss Jesus in our lives because we are so focused on the difficulties around us. It's tempting right now to become more concerned about COVID-19 or politics than about Jesus and his kingdom.
我在想，我们一生当中有多少次会像这样一样，因为太在乎身边的困难而忽略了耶稣，比如现在就特别容易关注疫情，关注政局，而多于关注耶稣和他的国。
Just as Jesus sent his disciples into the storm, he is sending his church today into the challenges of COVID-19 and political tension. He is in charge, and we must trust him.
就像主耶稣让门徒先行进入风暴一样，他今天也把他的教会送入疫情和政治漩涡当中，但是耶稣在掌权，我们要相信他。
The second truth we must learn if we are going to walk with Jesus when we are weary and worried is to know that Jesus wants to strengthen us in our weariness and our worry.
第二个我们要认识到的真理就是耶稣他是让我们在疲倦和忧惧中好变得更加刚强。
In verse 17, Jesus said these words to his disciples, Take heart, it is I, don't be afraid. The only reason he gives his disciples for taking heart, for not being afraid, is it is I.
在二十七节，耶稣对门徒说的是：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”注意，耶稣他给出不要怕的理由不是别的，是我。
Jesus doesn't give them a plan. He doesn't say, "Take heart, I'm going to get you safely to the other side." He doesn't say, "Don't be afraid, I'm going to calm the storm in a minute." He doesn't even tell them they aren't going to drown.He simply says, it is I.
注意耶稣没有给他们提供一套方案让他们不要害怕。他没有说不要怕我会这样那样把你们安全的送过去。他也没有说不要怕你们肯定死不了。他只是说不要怕是我。
True peace doesn't come from knowing a plan, but from knowing a person.
真正的平安不是来自你有一套方案，而是来自你认识这个人。
True peace is not about knowing how God is going to get us through life storms, but knowing that He is with us in the storm.
真正的平安不是关于你很知道神要用什么方式带领你走入平安，而是知道他就会让你平安。
When my kids were little, they would sometimes wake up after having a nightmare. I would go into their room and simply say, It's okay, I'm right here. And that was good enough for my kids to know I was with them.
就像我的孩子很小的时候，晚上做了噩梦会惊醒，我只要走进去跟他们说，不要怕，我在就好了。
In the middle of life's storms,We need to know that Jesus is right here with us, saying, It's okay, I'm right here with you.
在人生的风暴当中，你要知道，主耶稣他就跟你在一起，他告诉你说，不要怕，是我。
The third truth to know from this story is to know that Jesus invites us to join him walking by faith.
我们要知道的第三件事就是主耶稣此时他会邀请我们凭信心与他同行。
In verse 28 through 29, we read, And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus.
28节到29节，彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
The waves that were previously causing Peter to become weary and worried became an opportunity to walk with Jesus by faith. By trusting Jesus, Peter was able to do what was not possible on his own. Peter couldn't walk on the water. Only Jesus can. Jesus' power was revealed in Peter when he walked on the waves.
以前那个让彼得忧心害怕的风浪，此时却成了可以让彼得经历与主同行的一个机会。那么这个彼得他自己是没有 力量行走在水面上，因为他和主耶稣在一起，主耶稣给了他力量，他就能够行走在那个风暴的水面上。
See, the very things that we fear are going to harm us or hurt the church can become opportunities for God's power to be revealed in and through us. In the middle of life storms, Jesus wants to empower us to do what is not natural or even possible in and of ourselves. He wants to reveal his power in our lives.
你们知道生命中你们所怕的那些事情，或者你们在教会中害怕的那些事情，都可以成为我们经历见证主耶稣的良好的机会。就是在这些事情当中，我们可以看见并且经历主的大能。
Jesus invites us to walk with him through the difficulties of our day. The concerns about COVID, the political tensions, the uncertainties about decisions in the church. In the middle of those difficulties, Jesus wants to empower us to do what doesn't come naturally, to love our enemies, to live as a unified church, to rejoice in suffering, to obey Jesus' commands. None of these things come naturally or are even possible in our own strength. But with Jesus, all things are possible.
主耶稣在这些事情当中，比如说疫情啊，比如说这些纷争啊当中，他想让我们经历的是他的大能。他这个大能，他能够带出的事情呢，是我们平时根本就靠我们的天性做不出来的。比如说爱我们的仇敌，爱我们的敌人，比如说在患难当中还有喜乐，这些事情是人的天性所做不到的。但是凭着主耶稣基督的大能，我们就可以一起来经历。
When we look to Jesus, instead of being focused on the difficulties around us, we will find that Jesus empowers us to walk with him by faith.
当我们定睛在主耶稣基督的身上时，我们就会知道他正在邀请我们凭信心与他同行。
The fourth truth to know in this story is to know that Jesus plans to grow our faith in every circumstance.
第四个真理就是耶稣想让我们的信心通过各种境况得以成长。
Peter's faith grew when he walked on the water with Jesus because he learned that what was impossible for him was possible with Jesus.
彼得在水面上行走以后，他的信心就大大的增加了，因为他知道他做不了的事，耶稣都能做。
But Peter's faith also grew when he sunk under the water because he learned that Jesus was right there to rescue him when he called. Jesus was faithful to Peter, even though Peter became distracted. Jesus was merciful, even though Peter was sinful.
甚至当彼得他的信心软弱，快要沉到水底的时候，他的信心也是被增强了，因为他知道那个时候耶稣肯定会伸手去救他。那么虽然彼得他有罪，他信心不足，但是主耶稣的信一直是信实的，从来没有因为彼得的罪，主耶稣 而的信实就没有。
Brothers and sisters, we have even more reason today to trust the mercy of Jesus. We know more of Jesus' mercy and more of his power.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们应该更加了解主耶稣基督他对我们的恩赐。
On the Sea of Galilee, Peter did not know yet how far Jesus would go to rescue him. We do. We know that Jesus went all the way to the cross and laid down his life to rescue sinful people.
在加利利的海上，彼得还不知道主耶稣将要会为人类做出什么。但是今天的我们知道，我们知道主耶稣为了挽救我们，他宁愿走上十字架，为我们献上生命。
On the Sea of Galilee, Peter didn't yet know how powerful Jesus was. We do. We know that Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to live within his people. This is the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. He now lives within Jesus' followers to empower us to live like Christ.
在加利利的海上，彼得他还不知道耶稣的大能有多么奇妙，但是今天的我们知道，因为我们知道主耶稣他已经把他的圣灵送给我他的民，这样同样的这个圣灵就是让主耶稣基督复活的圣灵，这个圣灵现在就住在主耶稣的门徒，主耶稣的跟随者住在他们里面，并且赐给他们大能，能够活得像主。
In this story, we learn important truths about Jesus.
在这个故事里面，我们学到四个非常重要的真理。
One, first, we learn that Jesus is sending us into the situations that we face. He's in control.
第一，我们知道耶稣把我们送入这个风暴，他一直在掌权。
Second, we learn that Jesus intends to strengthen us in those challenges.
第二，我们知道耶稣让我们在这些搅扰我们的疲倦和忧惧当中，让我们能够变得更加刚强。
Third, we learn that Jesus invites us to join him walking by faith.
第三，我们知道耶稣邀请我们凭信心与他同行。
And fourth, we learn that Jesus intends to grow our faith in every circumstance.
第四点，我们知道耶稣想让我们的信心通过各种境况得以成长。
These are very important truths to know, but there is also an important action step we must take. We must learn to keep our eyes on Jesus.
这些道理都很重要，但是我们还有一个最重要的，就是要采取一个行动，那就是我们要定睛在主耶稣身上。
When Peter became distracted by the wind and the waves and took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink.
当彼得他的心念动摇以后，他不看耶稣，他看的风浪以后，他就开始要沉下去了。
It is natural to give our attention to the difficulties happening to us. Yet, we must learn to acknowledge the difficulties without losing our focus on Jesus.
那对人来说，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们很自然会把注意力集中在困难上，但是我们必须要学会去正面直视这个困难，同时又不把眼光从耶稣身上移开。
We acknowledge the difficulties of trials like COVID. Yet, when we keep our focus on Jesus, we are not overcome by fear or frustration. We acknowledge the political tensions. Yet, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, we maintain the unity of the Spirit. We acknowledge that we frequently run into hardships of all kinds, health, finance, relationships. But with eyes fixed on Jesus, we are able to rejoice even in our sufferings. For we know that God uses them to form our character to become more like Christ.
我们需要正视生命中的很多挑战，比如说现在的疫情，但是同时我们还是要定睛在耶稣身上，我们不要被这个疫情的恐惧和这些忧虑所占据，我们也要正视这些政见不合的这些紧张的局势，但是我们还是要定睛在主耶稣基督身上，知道我们在主里要合一。我们也要正视人生当中我们要不停地遇到各种各样的难处，比如说健康啊、财务，还有与人相处的难处，但是同时我们也要定睛在耶稣身上，这样子我们就可以在患难中保持喜乐，因为我们知道神会使用这些来塑造我们的品格，让我们变得越来越像主耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, I encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Consider him, that you will not grow weary or faint-hearted.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我鼓励你们定睛仰望主耶稣基督，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。仰望他，你就不会疲倦，也不会胆寒。